Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Pei Vov. The Gemara at the beginning of the Omid discusses the Mishnah, the din in the Mishnah, which the Mishnah says on Pehei Omid Beis, discussing the Shmonim, which are posel and which are kosher for the Nesachim, says the Mishnah, that Eim Mevi'in Anfakton, with the Gersa which we have in the Gilyan, Amfikunun, these are zeisim shelo yiviyu shlish, like the Gemara says later on, zeisim which are not yet ripened, and the halacha is that vimhevi, says the Mishnah, one should not bring from these zeisim, but vimhevi, kosher, this is the gist we have in our Mishnah, and this is the gist which Tosva says in the Mamaschil vimhevi, that the gist is vimhevi kosher, and the Gemara asks now over here at the top of the Amud, that how can the Mishnah say that vimhevi kosher? There's a Mefurish Rebreisa which says, that Eim Mevi'in Amfakton, Vim Hevi is possible, Ibn Ishu Sorov, Rashi explains, this is only a moil, a juice which comes out of the Zeisim, but it has not really got a Turias Shemen, and L'chuyah, if it doesn't have a Turias Shemen, how can it be kosher for Shmonim, B'di'evid? And answers the Gemara, this depends on the Machlokes, Ibchia, and Ibn Shimon Bar Yabi. Ibn Shimon Bar Yabi used to be Toivel, used to use this for Shemen, and therefore Ibn Shimon Bar Yabi holds it is got a Turias Shemen, and therefore B'di'evid is going to be kosher, Vim Hevi kosher. This is how Tosfos has a Gersa, but it seems that Rashi had the Gersa in the Mishnah of Imhevi Posel, like the Rishash points out, is Mefurish like this in Rashi Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Gersa is Be'emes of Imhevi Posel, and Memela Rashi does not have any steer between the Mishnah and the Breisa in the Ikka Halocha, because both the Mishnah and the Breisa both hold that B'di'eved of Imhevi Posel, but Rashi explains the steer over here is because the Mishnah puts together this din of the Shmonim from Zeisim Shleviyu Shlish, it puts it together with other Shmonim Psulim. Mashenkein in the Breitzes Mavur, the reason why it's possible is because it is a Sorof, it's a Moil, it's just a juice, it's not really a Gotiras Shemen. So Lechoyah, how can it be put in the Mishnah together with other Shmonim Psulim? And on this the Gemara answers as Machlekes between Abchia and Abshema Barebi, whether Be'emes it has a Turias Shemen, or it doesn't have a Turias Shemen, and therefore, if it has a Turias Shemen, even though everyone agrees that Locha, that it may be possible, but Al Koponim, it still makes sense that the Mishnah should refer to this Shemen also as Shemen possible, because it does have a Turias Shemen, it's used like Shemen, but it's possible with the Eved, Mashenkin in the Breisa, he holds that it's not even a Shemen, it's like Shittas Ebchir, it is only a Moil. Mamela comes out like Locha, that according to Rashi's Girsa, like the Rishash, as we said, points out from Rashi Megillah, not like the Tzoin Kodshim's Magia and Rashi, but the Rashi's Girsa is in our Mishnah, it may be possible, it comes out that everyone agrees that Halacha is that B'di'eved, if someone brings Shemen from these unripened Zeisim, that Halacha is that it's going to be possible B'di'eved. The Machlokes is only if it can be called a Shemen possible, or if it's called a Moil Ba'alma. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, Be'emes, we have a locha, a machlekes ledina over here between the Mishnah and the Breisa, between the Bchia and the Pshima Barebi, whether B'di'eved there's going to be a kosher to bring from these shemen, from these kind of zeisim. And according to the Pshima Barebi, who holds as Kotriya Shemen, then Be'emes B'di'eved v'mhevi kosher. The Rambam in Isurim is Be'ach, Perikvov Aloch Yudalid, is Mavu also like Tosfos because he paskins la locha, he says from Shemen Pagin, which means they're not ripe. Then if you bring from these shemen, ein mevi'im mehen lechatchila, but says the Rambam, ve'im hevi kosher. So l'chuyah, this is going to be like Shittas HaTosfos, like the Gersa HaTosfos has in our Mishnah, and the Rambam paskins b'di'eved like our Mishnah, that im hevi kosher, and this is like Shittas Reb Shimon Bar Rebbi, that im hevi kosher, because it has a Turias Shemen, and b'di'eved it's going to be kosher, according to Reb Shimon Bar Rebbi. Asks the Karen Ura, l'chuyah, a very strong question over here, on the Shittah of the Rambam. Because according to this Cheshbon, it comes out that the Rambam paskins that B'di'eved, the Shemen, which comes out of Zeisim, which is Zeisim Afkinun, which Rashi explains later on, the Gemara's Mavur in the Breisa Reb Yuda, this means Zeisim Shalo Yiviyu Shlish. The Zeisim haven't yet brought Shlish and haven't been grown properly, they haven't ripened, and therefore they are Be'emes, possible according to Reb Chia, but according to Reb Shimon Bar Rebbi, it still has a Turias Shemen, and Mamela B'di'eved is going to be kosher. So according to the Rambam, who the way he paskins by us, in Hilchas, Isurim, Izbeach, Benegea, Shemen, for Nesochim, is Mavur in the Rambam, that Zeisim, Shelo Yiviyu Shlish, also has a Turias Shemen, B'di'eved. L'chayra says a kainayra, there's a steer mufereshes to this din from a mufush Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Arichlin. The Rambam over there is discussing the aloch of Hechsher for Kabbalah's Tuma, and as we know, it has to be one of the Zayin Mashkin, Yad Shoch Adam, in order that the Peri, the Oichel, should be able to be Mekabal Tuma, it has to have a Hechsher from one of the Zayin Mashkin, and one of the Zayin Mashkin is Shemen, and the Rambam over there stipulates, and he tells us, that if the Shemen comes out of Zaysim, Shaloyu Viyu Shlish, this Mashke does not have a Teriyas Shemen at all, and this Mashke is only called a Moihel Baalma, it's only a Sorof, and therefore, it is not Mashke to be Machshir, the Oichel, the Kabbalah's Tumor. Asks a Kainoyer Lechir, the Samafusha steer between the Rambam by Os Panesochim, and how the Rambam Paskins in Ichas Tumas Oichlin, because according to the Rambam by Os, it may be kosher, it must be that Be'emes, it is not a Sorof, it's according to Shittas Abshima by Rebbe, who holds it as a Teriyas Shemen, whereas the Rambam in Tumas Oichlin says that this has a Teriyas Moihel Sorof, Mamela Lechir, according to the Rambam later on in Tumas Oichlin, how could it be that in Mehevi Kosher Banesochim, we have to bring Shemen, and Moil Baalma is going to be possible? This is the Kasha the Kainir asks, Lechir, Mefush, Astiri, and Rambam, what is the Aloch of this Zaysim, Shelo Yuviu Shlish, does it have a Turias Shemen, or does it have a Turias Moil Baalma? The same Kasha we find in Rogachov in Tzofanas Baneach, in Ilchis Kilayim, Pei Gimel Aloch Aleph, he also asks the Kasha in Iblaiz Batzor Chiyun on Rambam, Lechir, the Rambam says to himself, what is the Aloch of any Shemen, any juice which comes out of Zaysim, Shelo Yuviu Shlish? Says the Karen Uriah Lechir, one has to say, in order to keep the halachas of the Rambam, and the Rambam says in Tumas Oichlin clearly, that any Shemen which comes out of Zaysim, Shelo Yuviu Shlish, has a halacha of a Moil Ba'alma, and therefore it is not enough to be Mashke, Lehechshe, Lekabolas Tumah. Memele Lechir, we have to say that when the Rambam says by us, that Zaysim, which are pagin, which are not yet ripe, and we have Shemen coming out of these Zaysim, the Rambam says that Aloch is that b'dieved is kosher. The Rambam is not referring to Zaysim Shelo Yuviu Shlish. The Rambam means that it's already Yuviu Shlish, but it wasn't yet fully grown, it hasn't been special in Ganson totally. It's his pagin, it's still got Aloch of a pag, but it's b'emes, already Yuviu Shlish. Memele, only in this case the Rambam holds that b'dieved the Shemen comes out, which coming out of this Zaysim has a Turias Shemen, enough to be able to be brought by the Eved for Minchas Nesachim, the Shemen of the Mincha. Mashenkein if will be lo yiviu shlish. This the Rambam realized what he writes already in Tumas Eichlin, that any Mashke which comes out of a Zayis, shelo yiviu shlish, hasn't got a loch of a Shemen. Memele will come out that the Rambam in this Machlokes, between Ibshuma Barebi and Ibchir, Bemeti Paskin at the Price, and his Paskins that according to Ibchir, this has a loch of the Sorof, of a Moil Baalma, and Mamela, this is how the Rambam Paskins will maybe puzzle, like the Braisa, not like the Stam Mishnah. And the Rambam, when he says the Aloha of Pagin, he's not referring to our Mishnah at all, he's referring to the Din later on, which was Mashma and the Gemara, that any Zaysim, which are not fully ripe, they shouldn't be brought Lechatchila, the Shemen from these Zaysim, should not be brought Lechatchila for the Mincha, even though the Mishnah by us is referring to an earlier stage of the Zaysim Shelo Yuviu Shlish, and on that the Rambam Paskins even b'dieved is going to be possible. This is how the Kainir suggests Lechir to be Miyash of the Malach and the Rambam, even though the Kainir says Lechir is very shver, why the Rambam doesn't tell us by us that there's a difference if it's Yuviu Shlish or Lo Yuviu Shlish, which would be Mashma, that the Rambam is Machshir, and he holds that it's Kosher b'dieved, even if it's Lo Yuviu Shlish. So Lechir, we have Al Kaponim, a big steer over here, in how the Rambam understands the Din La'alocha, in the machlikas between Ebchir and Ebshimim Bar Ebi, if it's going to be kosher b'dieved, zeisim shle yiviu shlish, and this lechir is a steer between the Rambam by us, but Nesochim, and the Rambam legabe hechshe of Yad Shoch Adam, legabe the din of a sorof, lekabolas tume. Moving further on in Omid, the Mishnah starts off in Peivav and Medalef, shloishol zeisim hein, uvohen shloishol shloishol shmonim. The Mishnah discusses that there were three times, like Rashi's Mazbid, or three times in a year they used to do the Lakita, they used to pick the Zaysim. These are three different Chalokim of the tree, which each Chalek was special and was ended, the Gemara Pri was in a different time, and they used to go and pick each Chalek in a different time of the year. And says a Mishnah that every Lakita was done separately, and the Lakita had in it, each Lakita had in it three separate Shmonim, the ones which came out automatically by itself, another two, which like the Mishnah discusses, the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. And this is the dine of the Mishnah, the procedure on the Mahalach, how they used to go and do the Lekitas HaZeisim, like Rashi says, or Gimel Pomim Bashono, they used to go and pick the Zeisim three separate times of the year. Tosfos over here, the Ramaschus Shlosh HaZeisim, asks on Rashi a very strong question, that L'chayur, according to the way Rashi explains that the picking of the Zeisim was Bemes done three separate times in a year, L'chayur, if so, this should be called a peri she'ein l'kitosoi ke'echod, and the Mishnah says at the beginning of Peor, that in order that something should be chayiv in Peor, the Mishnah says in Peor Aleph Mishnah Hey, it has to be l'kitosoi ke'echod, and anything which is ein l'kitosoi ke'echod, it is not picked altogether at the same time, says the Mishnah, is not chayiv in Peor. The Gemara always discusses and tells us the halacha, that anything which is ein l'kitosoi ke'echod, this is referring to the te'enim, the figs on the tree, they are ein l'kitosoi ke'echod, each fig ripens at a different time, and you go and look it, we pick the te'enim from the tree at a different time, and this is called ein l'kitosoi ke'echod, and therefore it's not chayiv in peor. Now asks Tosfos, that according to what Rashi has over here, the Mishnah, telling us that by Zeisim also, they're picked at three separate times, then the Chayyur, the Zeisim also should have a halacha, like the Te'enim, that's Ein L'kitosi Ke'echod, and should be potter from Peor, which we don't find anywhere. This halacha, that Zeisim, the olives are potter from Peor, only Te'enim, the Gemara says, these are the ones which are Ein L'kitosi Ke'echod, Mash'enkin Zeisim is Mashma Dechayiv in Peor, and the Chayyur, according to where Rashi explains, the Zeisim should also be potter from Peor. This is Tosfos Kasha over here on Rashi, and because of his Kasha, says Tosfos, he learns, Biktoria Tosfos says, this is more explained elaborately in the Shittim HaKubet says over here, that Be'emes, the time of the picking was done altogether. They used to pick all the Zeisim off the tree at the same time, but from the tree itself, there were different, three different daragas of Zeisim. Some of the Zeisim were already in the special Legamri, the ones which had more exposure to the sun, they were totally ready and ready to be picked. And the other ones weren't fully ripe, but Lemaisa, they were all picked together at the same time, and therefore as Alocha of L'kitosei Ke'echot. So this is a Machlikus, Rashi and Tosfos brings down from the Oruch Chozak Rashi, and Tosfos in the Gedder, and how they used to go and pick the Zeisim. And L'chayur Tosfos asks a very strong question on Rashi, that L'chayur, according to Rashi explained, it's Ein L'kitosei Ke'echot, and should be potter from Peor. Lemaisa, to go and answer Shittas Rashi, they said over here in Achronim, three Ikim Ahalchim, to be Masbe, why Rashi holds that the Zeisim are still Chayev in Peor, and Be'emes, all the three Pshotim have many ramifications, even nowadays, Bizmanenu, in the picking of various Peiris in Eretz Yisrael, to know whether they're going to be Chayev in Peor or not. This will depend on these Pshotim over here we have in our Rashi, to be Masbe, why Rashi holds that the Zeisim are Be'emes Chayev in Peor, and it's not like the Te'enim, which are called Ein L'kitosei Ke'echod. The first Mahalach, we find over here in Agoyis of the Yaivitz, another Achronim, the Sfasemes, so too the Chidushe Marich, and his Mishnais in Peor, Perek Aleph Halocha Hei, Mishnah Hei. Say the Achronim, the Yaivitz over here explains, that Rashi holds that the Gedder of Ein L'kitosei Ke'echod, which we find by the Te'enim, that the Te'enim are potter from Peor, because they're not all picked together at the same time. This is only referring to the Te'enim, where each Te'enor itself has a different time. It gets ripe at a different time. There's no time for all the Te'enim together. And Mamela, this is called Ein L'kitosei Ke'echod. Mash'enkin the Zeisim, even though the whole tree, if we look at the whole tree itself, then Be'emes is three separate times. But each chelek of the tree has its own time, its own L'kita. Mamela, we could look at the tree as if it's made out of three separate trees, and the top chelek becomes ripe early on. And Mamela, this has the first L'kita, the first picking. Later on, it's further down, and later on, even further. These are the three times. But on each time, there's many Zeisim, which are ready to be picked, and the Lekita has been done on many Zeisim together. This is not like the Te'eno, where there's no time for a bunch of Te'enim together to become ripe. Every Te'eno has its own time, and it's Ein L'kitosei Ke'echod, Mash'enkin the Zeisim, since each set, each chelik of the tree is being picked together. This is enough. Rashi holds for L'kitosei Ke'echod, Mamela, Rashi holds that the Zeisim are going to be Chayev in Peor. This is how the Yaivitz and the Achrinim, the other Achrinim we said, they are Mazbishitas Rashi by Zeisim. The Chazanish, is Shvius, Simen Zayin, at the end, he's very marich, he's Shvkotin Gimel. He argues, Oni is Achreinim, and he says this is not enough to be called Lekitosei Ke'echod. Lekitosei Ke'echod is only in the case where the whole tree can be picked together, and there's no difference if there's going to be many Zaysim which are ready at the same time. We cannot differentiate, and we can't say that we can split up the tree into three Chalokim. At the end of the day, the Mishnah says a klal of Lekitosei Ke'echod means that anything's ready. We learn itself from a pasuk of Kutzirchem, has to be Dumya de Kotze, just like every time when something grows in a field of Kotze, of Tvua, we cut the field together, everything's taken together. So too, the Alocha of Kotze over here, by the Teinim and by the Zaysim, everything has to be done together. And if at the end of the day, we have to wait later on, further in the time of the year, to go and be loiket the Zaysim, this is called Ein Lekitosei Ke'echod, Memeila Lechoyah says a Chazanish, it's a Kasha, why does Rashi hold that this is Chayiv in Peor? Says a Chazanish, and so too in the Tshuvas Beis Yankov already we find in something Gimel he suggests like this in Rashi, that even though Rashi was mashma, that the actual picking was done three separate times of the year, says the Chazanish, it is not dafke lav dafke Rashi. Rashi doesn't mean to say that lemaisa, the actual picking was done three times. The picking was done right at the end of the year when all the three chalokim of the tree were already ripe, and then they came and they used to take off all the zaysim from the tree. There was no reason for them to go and take the Zaysim, which are already ripe way earlier. There was no reason for them to do the Lekita, the picking of the Zaysim, because they wouldn't get ruined by being on the tree. And Mameda, the Lekita, the actual picking of all the Zaysim, was done Ke'echod only at the end when all the Chalokim of the tree were already ripe. And then they went and they were Lekit, all the Zaysim from the tree. This is how the Chazanish explains Madchik, the Loshon of Rashi. And he says, therefore, this is called Lekitosei Ke'echod, because even though they're already ripe, and they all, the darg of the bishul, the timing, was emes in three separate times. The ones which has a more exposure to the sun, it actually explains, these became ripe earlier. Mamela, the bishul, the actual, when it was ready to be picked, was in three separate times, but the actual picking, bapoil, was done in one time. This is called Lekitosei Ke'echod, which is not that it's the te'inim, which the te'inim are actually picked at different times during the year when each te'inah is ready. Mameila dafka the te'inos ein lekitosei ke'echod and is potter from peor. Mashenkin the zaysim which are actually picked together, these are called lekitosei ke'echod. This is how the Chazanish explains the Rashi. Reb Chaim Knievsky in Zerich Emunah on Perik Beis, Bat Nesanim, Alocha Beis, and Bialocha, Tiva Maschil Va'azaysim, he points out that Lechoyer the Chazanish only had the Rashi at the top, he didn't have the Vilna Shas, which has now the Rashi Ksav Yad at the bottom, which Tosfos b'Emes is a quote of the Lashon of Rashi and Ksav Yad, and Rashi and Ksav Yad l'chir is mefurish, that there was actually three separate times of the year they used to go and do the picking of the Zaysim, which is l'chir mashma l'hedya, that the Lekita wasn't done ka'achas, it was done three separate times of the year, Gimel Pomim Bashana l'chir is very shver to go mimadchik, the Lashon of Rashi and Ksav Yad, the way the Chazanish explains. But al-Kaponim, the Rashi on the top, says the Chazanish, one can say, that Rashi holds that the Zaysim were actually all picked together at the end of the year when all the Chalokim of the tree were ready to be picked. Then they used to go and take off from the tree the Zaysim which are already ripe way earlier in the year. But they Al-Kapon, they waited for the Chalokim of the tree in order everything should turn ripe. And this is the Zalokha of Lekitosei Ke'echod. Now says the Chazanish, that this is Be'emes HaChidush. The Etzem Alokha, which he says over here, that according to Rashi, the way he has the pshat in the Rashi, that the Rashi holds that the bishul, the actual ending of the bishul of the pri, took place at three different times, but the lekita was done ke'echod. Says the Chazanish that the yisoid ha-din, which we find in the Mishnah in Peor, Peik Aleph Mishnah Hei, there has to be lekitose ka'achas. It says the Chazanish, this depends on the actual lekita, on the actual picking. It does not depend on the Maisa Bishul, on the time when the pre itself became ripe. And Mamela, if one can say that if one pre became ripe before the other, this has a loch of Ein Lekitosei Ke'echod. Because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Lekita, and everything depends on the picking. It does not depend on the end of the pre, when the pre becomes ripe and ready to be picked. Everything depends on the Metzias of the Lekita of Bepoil, when actually the picking is done. And if the Lekita is done, the Maisa, Bapoil, one time for all the Zaysim, this is enough to be Mechayiv them in Peor, even though the actual ripening of the Pri was done and happened and took place at different times. This is the Chazanish explains as you saw it in Ilchus Peor that depends on the Lekita Ka'achas. Now this Ike Shaila, whether the Din Lekita by Peiris, by Legea Peor and Lekita Ka'achas, does it depend on the Ketira and the Lekita, or does it depend on the Bishul on the time when the Pri is ready to be taken off the tree? This is not such a posh of the Din. Even though we said the Chazanish takes on Bipshita, so it depends on the Lekita, we find the Loshon of the Batanura and the Rambam in Vodei and Perikadef Mishnehi and Peor, they takash say the Loshon that Lekita Ka'achas means the time when it's Nikta, when it's cut, and when it's picked. But the Tosfos Yontov over there points out that if we look at the Loshon of the Rash Mishants and the Mishnais, the Rash uses a Loshon that it's Nigma Ka'echod, that all the pears on the tree end and they turn ripe at the same time of the year, not three different times. Mamela, this will rule out the Zaysim in our Mishnah, even according to the way the Chazanish explains that the Lekita was done together. But if everything depends on the Gemara Pri, has to take place at the same time, Mamela over here, since the Zaysim become ripe at different times of the year, even according to the way the Chazanish explains the Rashi, Mamela there'll be potter from Peor, according to the way the Tosfos Yontov has, from the Rash that it depends on the Gemara Pri and not on the Lekita. So Mamela Lechoyer, this is not such a posture that didn't even know the Chazanish says, Bipshitas, that everything depends on the Lekita. Now it's interesting to point out that the Torah is drawing at the beginning of Peor and Perik Aleph Mishnehei, he says he has a Mefurish Yishalmi over there in Peor, Perik Gimel, the end of Alocha Aleph. He says Yishalmi in Peor is Mefurish, like the Svar of the Chazanish, that everything depends on the time when the fruit are being picked, because Yishalmi discusses Sheves and Chardel, and Yishalmi says that these two Peris, Be'emes, are not Mispashlim Ke'echod, they do not ripen at the same time. And Afa Pikein says, Yishalmi the Chayiv in Peor. Says the Bia Agro, the Goyen is Mazbe over there, why the Chayiv in Peor? Because by them, by the Sheves and the Chardel, the Derech is to wait until all of them are Mavushal, and then you take and you pick all the Peors together. Mamela, this is the reason why you Chayiv in Peor. Says the Torah Yisroel, Mr. Mefurish, like the Svar of the Chazanish, that everything depends on the Zman HaLekita, and not on the Zman HaBishal. But says the Torah Yisroel, the Emes in Yishalmi, we find a very interesting case, a case exact opposite of what we've been discussing till now. In Yishalmi, we have a machlokes in the beginning of Peor between Rabbonon and Abiyasi Be'er Yehuda by Reitvei Tmorim. These are dates which are the Yishalmi explains. There's a certain type of Tmorim that all the Tmorim are Mispashlim Ke'echod. They all ripen at the same time. But the Yishalmi explains that these Reitvei Tmorim, since some of them, when they're ripe, they start to drip, the dvash comes out of the tamarim, therefore the balabayis is makpid to go and check the tamarim, and he picks those tamarim which he feels that they're going to be dripping out, the dvash is going to come out of these tamarim, and mameda the lekita is actually doesn't take place at the same time, even though the bishul is all the same time, they all become ripe at the same time, but the lekita, the actual picking of the tamarim, depends on each tomo. The balabais decides when he wants to pick each tomo by itself. So here we have exact opposite case. We have a case where these peiros, these tomorim, on the spashlim ke'echod, the end and the gemar is the same time, but the lekita is enoi ke'echod, and we find the machlekes, Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda says that since the end of the day, they're not picked together at the same time, the meilas ein lekitose ke'echod, and the potter from peor, but the Rabbonon say that since the Bishul was done together, the Chayiv in Peor. Says it to Yisroim, Kipshutu want us to say, that the Machlekes of Yisroim, Be'er Yehuda and the Rabbonon is Gufa in his Shaila, which we're discussing whether the Zman of Ein Lekita Ke'echod depends on the picking on the Lekita, or it depends on the Bishul. And Mamela, according to the Rabbonon, who hold that the Ritvei Tmorim, since they're all Mispashal Ke'echod, they all end at the same time, the Chayiv in Peor. So too, when we're going to be discussing the Zaysim in our Sugya, and the Sheves and the Chardel, which we said earlier, that these are Nispashel at two different times, Mamela, they're going to be potter from Peor, even though the Lekita, the actual picking, is going to be done together at the same time, like we say in our Sugya, the way the Chazanish learns our Rashi. So Mamela says the Torah Zeroim, Lechir, even though Rabbi Shabbat Yehuda will be Mashma, that everything depends on the Zman HaLekita, like the Chazanish says, but the Rabbonon who hold that the Yotvei Tmorim, because they're Mispashlim Ke'echod, the Chayiv in Peor, Memela so too, if it's a Mispashlim Ke'echod, like the Zaysim by us in the Sugir, they should be part of Peor. L'chir, this should be a Machlikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon. and he asks that the Chayyus not Mashmai in Yishalmi, that the Rabbanon are going to argue in the case of the Sheves and the Chardel, and explains it to Yisroim that it could be Be'emes, even the Rabbanon agreed to what we said earlier from the Chazanish, that everything depends on the Zman Alekita. The reason why the Rabbanon hold that the Reitzvei Tomorim, even though they're not picked together because the Balabais is Makpid to go and pick each Tomor by itself, just before it starts losing its Dvash, says the Torah's Roim, the Svori is that since the Maisa then in Spashlin Ka'echod, and if the Balabais wants and he has time, then he can actually go and pick all the Tomorim at the same time. Mamele, even though for his own personal reasons, his Cheshboinus, he actually doesn't do the picking together, this is not enough to go and say that's Ein Lekitos on Ka'echod. Because even if we're going to say that everything depends on the Zman Akzira, the Zman Alekita on the time of the picking, but this just means as long as it could be done together, the Lekita could be done all in one shot in the case where it's Nispashlim Ke'echod. This is why the Rabbanon hold that even in the case where it was actually Bepoil Ein Lekitosi Ke'echod, but since you had the Efsharus, it was possible to go and do the Lekita in one time because they were Mispashlim Ke'echod, Memela, this is enough to be called that the Chayev in Peor because Lekitosi Ke'echod. Another Svara says the Derech Emuna, the Chaim Kanievsky, in the Bi'alocha earlier, the Ramaschul Ulekitosoi, he says that maybe the Rabbanon also agree, like the Chazanish, that the Zman of the Chiyuv Peor depends on the Lekita, on the actual picking, but they hold that it can use any one of the two times, either if they're Mispashlim Ke'echod, or if they have Lekita Ke'echod. Any one of these two are enough to go Michayev in Peor. Memela, over there, the Ritvi Tomorim, the Rabbanon are Chayev in Peor, because they're Mispashlim Ke'echod. And in our Sugir, the Zesim, according to Rashi, are going to be Chayev in Peor, because the Lekita is Ke'echod. Any one of the two is enough to be Chayev in Peor. So Al Kaponim, we have learned here a very big Shaila in the Gede of the Din of Ein Lekitosi Ke'echod, which Tosis over here brings down and asks on Rashi. And if this depends on the Zman HaBishl or on the Zman HaLekita, and the Chazanish holds that it tells everything depends on the Zman HaLekita, and this is how he learns the case in our Gemara by Zesim according to Rashi, and we said that there is a discussion in the Yerushalmi by Ritvei Tomorim, which will be Mashma, that according to Rabbonon, it depends on the Bishl, but it could be it depends also on the Bishl, and not only on the Bishl, and Mamela, even the Rabbonon can agree by Zesim in our Sugya. Just one more point, the Ektsem Shaila, whether this nidden, whether it should be tolui on the Zman Akzira, on the time of the picking, or it should be tolui on the Zman HaBishl, this could depend, Be'emes, the Yisroim already mentions, so too the Chazanish over there in Shvi Simen Zayin. This could Be'emes depend on the Machlekes Rishonim in the Ika Aloch of Ein Lekitosei Ke'echod, which we said is learnt out from a Pasuk of Kotzir, that has to be similar to the Kotzir of the Tvur, which is always Niktzar and Nigma Ke'echod. The Chazish explains that Be'emes has a big machlokes rishonim in this halacha of Ein Lekitosei Ke'echod. Because the Rambam shita is that anything which is Lekitosei Ke'echod is chayev in peor min ha-Torah. Mashenkein, we find Tosfos in many places says that the chiyuv min ha-Torah of peor is only on Dogon Tirish v'Yitzar. Memele, only these three are going to be chayev in peor, not every single Peiros HaElon. This is what we find, that other Peiros HaElon are also going to be chayev in peor if Lekitosei Ke'echod. This is only Midei Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon established Gdorim and he told us that in order to be chayev in peor, it has to be Lekitosei Ke'echod. And the reason is because the Aniyim, they're the ones who are taking the peor. And because of the Hefsed and the Bitul Aniyim, we only mechayev peor in something which they can be able to gather and they can take peor from everything at one time. Memelo, we need something which is Lekitosei Ke'echod. Memela says the Chazanish L'chayer, according to what Tosfos learns, that the Din Lekitosei Ke'echod is only the Rabbanon, and it's because of the Meila for the Aniyim, for in order that they should have the Peor in all at one time. L'chayer, Zichar Misvara, one should say, that it should all depend on the Zman, on the picking of the actual Bepoil Digger picking of the fruit. Memela, if any other case where it was Nispashel Ke'echod, but it just could have been picked, L'chayer, this is not enough of a Svara to say that the Rabbanon should be Mechayev Peor for the Aniyim, because at the end of the day, the Svara of the Aniyim depends on actual picking, as long as they can pick everything together, and there shouldn't be any Hefsed of the Aniyim. Memeila Chazanish says that this should be a Svara to tell us that it should be tolling on the Lekita and not on the Bishl. Mashenken, if we say, like the Rambam, that it's a Dereise Diga Alocha, it's not a Smachta, like in Tosfos, but it's a Ike Alocha, it's a Drosha, from the word kotzir that we need to have something which is likitosik echod, then be'emes it could be tolui on the zman abishul and not on the zman alikita. Mameila, this is, to summarize, this is the second mahalach we have to answer Rashi. The first pshat in Rashi over here by Zesim, the reason why the chayiv in peor was the yaivitz, and other achrinim that they said that we could look at the Zesim like a few different fields, a few different ilonois. And the Chazanish's svara is that everything depends on actual Lakita, and he explains that according to Rashi, the actual picking is done altogether, and this is enough to be called Lakitosik Echad, even though the Bishul is not actually taking place at the same time. A third Mahalach, which we'll see is very Negea, Benegea nowadays, Bizman Azeh. The svara, the Chazanish already says in Shvi'is Mezayin, and he says that someone told him this svara, why, according to Rashi, Zesim are going to be Chayiv in Peor. And we find this in Oli Yitzchok, in the Sefer from Yitzchok Katz, in Simon Aleph. He says that he holds the svara why Rashi is Mechayiv Zesim in Peor, and he calls this Likitoson Ke'echod. Says Oli Yitzchok, the svara is, because Rashi holds that the din of Likitoson Ke'echod does not depend on the actual picking, if they're picked together or not. As long as you can leave the pears on the tree, and they're not going to get ruined by being on the tree, and you could have the efshalus, the possibility of going to pick them all and waiting till they all ripen and then to do one big picking, this is enough to be called lekitosik echod. The te'ino, the reason why the figs are called ein lekitosik echod, because once a fig has already ripened on the tree, if he's not going to be picked in the very near future, he's going to get ruined by staying on the tree. Memela, this is called ein lekitosik echod because you have to go and take the te'ain off the tree in order that it shouldn't get ruined. Mashenkin, any other peiris which the marshal is zaysim by us in the sugya, even if we're going to say not like the Chazanish, and according like we said in the mashmos of the Rashi in the Ksaviyad, that the lekita, the actual picking, was done at three separate times, Mamela, the poil, there was actually the lekita, einoi ke'echod, wasn't done at the same time, but since if a person wants, he can leave the zaysim on the tree and nothing will happen to them, if they stay on the tree longer and they'll only do the picking later on, Mamela, this is not like the Tve'ino, which is called the Ein Lekitosik Echod, and the Zesim has a halacha of Lekitosik Echod, because he could do the Lekita if he wants to leave the Zesim on the tree. They're not going to be miskalkil, they won't get any ruined on the tree, Mamela. This is enough to be called that the Zesim are Lekitosik Echod. The Chazanish over there in Shvi'is, he disagrees. Like we said earlier, he says everything depends lemaisa on the bapoil the lekita, and if actually bapoil the lekita is done separate times, this is enough to say that they potter on peyo. Now, as we mentioned earlier, all this has a big nafgemina la locha bizman hazeh on the oranges which grow in Eretz Yisrael, the Jaffa oranges, which was a big shaila in the times of the Chazanish, if they chayiv in peyo or not, because the derech, the way the oranges are picked, is be'emes, they're not lekitosik echod, because the oranges, the ones which will have more exposure to the sun, they ripen earlier, and those oranges are picked before the ones lower down, and this is be'emes similar to the zesim which we have in our sugya, according to Rashi Shitta, that there's three different times where the zesim turn ripe, and mamela's three separate lekitas during the year, so too by the oranges, this is the metzias of the oranges growing in Eretz Yisrael, and they have separate lekitoson, the ein lekitoson ke'echod, and they ripen different times. Memela, the farmers came to the Chazanish, and they discussed if the tapuzim, the oranges are chayiv in peor or not. The Chazanish, the way his shitta is, like we said in our Rashi, he says that the only way that it should be chayiv in peor is only if actually the picking is done together, and this is how he learned our Rashi. Memela, he says, since the tapuzim, the oranges, are not picked together, the mahalach is that you pick them separately, separate times. Memela, this is enough to say that the potter from peor, and ein lekitosan ke'echod, just like the te'inim, and memela, says the chazanish la'alocha, the oranges are potter from peor. Whereas other achrinim, they disagreed, because their svara was, like we mentioned from Oli Yitzchok, we have two different svaras to be mazbe shitas rashi, why but the zesim, or chayiv in peor. The first svara of the yavitz is, that anything which is a set of peris which turn ripe at the same time, it is not every individual peri like the te'ino. Memela, the zesim are going to be called lekitosik echod. So to the oranges, each set of oranges, many oranges together, the ones on the top of the tree, they all ripen at the same time. Mamela, this is called also Lekitose Ka'echod, enough to be Chayiv in Peor. So too, the Oli Yitzchok Svara, that the reason why Rashi holds that the Zeisim is called Lekitose Ka'echod, since they don't get ruined if they'll stay on the tree, Mamela, this is the same Metzias by the Tapuzim, by the oranges. If they would stay on the tree, nothing will happen to them if they'll stay and wait until all the pears together turn ripe. The reason why the farmers pick it earlier, because they want to sell the produce already. But the Emes, nothing will happen if they'll wait and they'll pick all the oranges from the tree at the same time. Memela says, Ole Yitzchok, according to this Svara, the reason why Rashi holds that Zeisim is Chayiv in Peor would apply also to the Tapuzim, to the oranges, and Memela, the oranges should be Chayiv in Peor. Memela, these are the three Mehalchim we have in our Rashi, why the Zeisim, the olives are Chayiv in Peor, and these three Svaras all depend if the Tapuzim are going to be Chayiv in Peor. And only according to the Chazon Ish, who holds that you need the actual Lekita to take place at the same time, he is the one who holds that the Tapuzim, or Potter, the oranges, you do not have to take payoff since the actual picking is done at three separate times. So this is a discussion which you take out from this Sugya Menoches, Peivovim and Aleph, which is Negel Alocha, like we said, to the oranges nowadays growing if they're Chayiv in payoff or not. Now moving further on into the Gemara, the Gemara at the beginning brings down a Braisa, Toshma, the Tanya, Shemen Zayis Mizesoi. Mikan Omru, from here we learn that the Zayis Rishon, Megalgulay Burish HaZayis, and the Zaysim automatically give out their Shemen, Me'atzmon, without any other separate Koyach. This is the din of the Shemen or Rishon, which is Kosher Lemor, which it comes out by itself, and the Rishonim explain this is the Drosha of Shemen Zayis Mizesoi, that automatically drips out without any other Koyach. The Malbim in Pashas Emor in Piske Reish Yudi explains that the reason why we can have such a drosha from Shemen Zayis, that we learn out from the word Zayis, Mizesoi, that it means that the Shemen comes out by itself, is because Be'emes, the word Shemen automatically will tell us that this is referring to Shemen Zayis. Because anywhere in the Torah where we discuss what Shemen is automatically oil, means oil from the Zayisim. Memela, the fact that the Torah says Shemen Zayis, the word Zayis is miyuta, it's extra, because Shemen itself also means Shemen Zayis. Memela, from here we learn out that the Zayis, which is telling us in the Pasuk, means Mizesoi, that this is kosher, the one which comes out by itself. And we find so in the beginning of Trumas, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah says, Ein makrivin agabi amizbeach, elo shemen ayoytzi min azeisim, only Shemen which comes out of Zayisim as a Torah of Shemen, and says the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, the reason is, because the word Shemen in the Torah automatically means Shemen Zayis. And any time when the Torah specifies the word Shemen Zayis, this is a muta for a drosha, like our Gemara tells us, Shemen Mizesoi. Memela, we have an interesting nekuda over here taken out from the Gemara, that we see that the word Shemen in the Torah stam means Shemen Zayis, and the word Zayis over here is muta to teach us this halacha of Shemen Zayis Mizesoi. The Meshech Chochma in Pashas Tetzaveh, he suggests a new pshat in the drosh over here that the Gemara learns out from the Breisa, Shemen Zayis Mizesoi, says the Meshech Chochma, a new pshat in the drosh of the Gemara. He says that we find by the Yayin later on, we'll learn it, that Pezayin, by the wine, there's a halacha that the wine has cannot come Yayin Migitoi, straight from when it's been pressed and it's come out, the wine has come out from Na'anovim. We have to wait a certain time, and only then it's going to be kosher in the Sochim, and kosher for Kiddush, like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Tzadik Zayin Omed Aleph. Yayin Migito is a problem. We do not want to have fresh, squeezed grapes for the wine. This is Yayin Migito. Only once the Yayin has settled, Al Kaponim Memyoim, like the Gemara Shurim, over there in Baba Basra, then it becomes Ois Yayin Migito, but Yayin Migito is a problem in the Sochim. Memela says the Meshech Chochma, one can say that this is very similar to what the Gemara says, Yayin Migitoi. This is what the Gemara means over here, Shemen Zayis Mizesoi, means also freshly squeezed Zaysim. And says the Meshech Chochma, this is the exact opposite, the Shemen and the Yayin. Yayin is a problem when it's Chodosh. The older the wine is, the better the wine gets. Memela, Yayin Migitoi is not kosher, but Yayin, once it's ready, becomes a bit older, then it becomes kosher. Masha'in came by the Shemen Zaysim. The idea of the Shemen is that it should be Nika Taimoi. We want to have the strength of the pressing of the olives. They turn, they have a Choyzek and a Merirus, which they have over here in the shemen, in the shemen coming out of the freshly squeezed shemen, mamela, this is a big mailer of to have shemen mizeisoi. So mizeisoi means freshly squeezed olives. This is a mailer in having shemen zayis lemenoches, and so too lemore. So this is how the Meshech Chochma explains that shemen zayis mizeisoi means freshly squeezed shemen, just come out from the olives, la'afuka the yayin, which yayin migito is a problem, but by shemen is exact opposite, there's a maila in having the shemen freshly squeezed now from the olives. Moving further on in the Gemara in Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Tonu Abonon at the top of the Amud, shemen zay zoch kotis la'amori, we learn out from the Pasuk, that the shemen limenoir has to be zay zoch, says the Gemara, in zoch elonoki, has to be clean, and this is referring to the first shemen which comes out of the zeisim. Hebudo oime kosis, ein kosis ela kosush. Says the Braise, yochoi leizach, kosis posel limenochis. Since the Torah says, shemen zay zoch, kosis lamor, mamela do be avamina to tell us that the shemen zay zoch is only kosher limenoir, but it's not going to be kosher limenochis. Tamil Loima says the Gemara, we learn out of a posuk, a different posuk. It says, V'isorin soiles bodul v'shemen kosis. From here we learn out that the shemen kosis, which is kosher l'menoyer, is also going to be kosher l'menoches. Now, by emes, we have to understand the avamina of the Gemara over here. The Gemara says as avamina that this best shemen zay zoch is only kosher l'menoyer, is only going to be kosher l'menoyer, and it's going to be posel l'menoches. L'chayra, what should be the svara to tell us that the menoches needs to have the lower grade shemen, and they should use only the second shemen coming out of the zeisim, and the first shemen, which is shemen zay zoch, should be only kosher lemenoyer and not be kosher lemenoches? Meicha teisa, the menoches needs to have dafke a lower shemen than the shemen which is better for the menoyer. The chayyah kol shekein should be kosher. The first shemen should be kosher lemenoyer. And we find Bemis a very interesting explanation for this Havamino and the Shaklev Tayyah in our Gemara in the Mizrochi Alatayyah over there, beginning of Pashas Tetzaveh, and explains the Mizrochi that Bemis, this Menochis, the Shemen Menochis, which the Gemara of here earlier says it comes La'achila, either La'achilas Mizbeach or the other Achilas. Memela Bemis, if someone would look at the Shemen, which is coming out from the Zeisim, the Shemen Orishoin has a Maila that is Shemen Zay Zoch. It's very clear, and this has got a Maila for the Menorah, that it's Shemen Zay Zoch. But if we need Shemen La'achila, the second Shemen is actually better, has a better tam, has a better taste, it has more of the taste of the Zeisim, even though it's less clear, it's not so Zoch, but the tam, its taste is much better. Mamela, Be'emes Avamin would be that for Menochis, the Shemen Zay Zoch is going to be posel, because we need Dafka to have the second Shemen coming out of the Zeisim, which has a better tam, it has a stronger taste, and this should be better, which is something for Mincha, which comes La'achila. Mamela, this Avamin of the Gemara, that Shemen Zay Zoch is only a Maila Lemenoyer, but for the Mincha, we need a second Shemen. Komash Malon says a posuk that the Shemen Kosis is kosher, even for a Mincha. So this is how the Mizrahi explains over here the Shaklevetaya of the Gemara. A different Mahalach says a Chofetz Chaim in the Zevach Toido, he says Biktoria, that the Avamin over here is that we see earlier in the Gemara in Amud Aleph, from Achlikus between Reb Yehuda and Rabbonon, how exactly we take out the Shemen from the Zeisim. If the Zeisim, the olives are going to stay whole, there'll be no way to be able to get the Shemen out of them. Mamela is Machlikus, if we do it with a Machteshes, which is a Yehuda's Shita, or we could do it either with a Tchina, and this is a Machlikus, how exactly do we, or we Mekayim the Din Kosis, to take out, to go and crush the olives in order to take out the Shemen. Says the Chofetz Chaim, this din that you're allowed to go and do a ksisa al kaponim with a machteshes, you're allowed to use a machteshes to split open the olives in order to get out the shemen, this is learned from the pasuk of shemen zay zoch, kosis lamori, from here we learn the word, like Reb Yehuda says, in kosish ala kosush, memela, this is the Makori telling us that we're allowed to use al kaponim a machteshes in order to get the shemen out of the olive. But mincha, which doesn't have the pasuk of kosis, Memela, the Havamin would be that by Mincha, even a Machteshes is going to be posel, and it's going to ruin the Shemen which comes out. And if you want to get the Shemen out of the olives, you're going to have to split open each olive by itself, by hand, and not use any other keli, not even a Machteshes, in order to go and take out the Shemen. So the Havamin would be that this Kosis is only kosher l'menoyer, But for a mincha, you need to actually split open the zeitzi by hand. And on this, we need the extra pasuk telling us by mincha, v'yisorin soiles bolu b'shemen kosis, telling us that aksisa is kosher, even for shemen l'menochis. Mamela, this is a shakli v'tayi, the way the Chofetz Chaim explains, whether by mincha also we can use a machteshes, or we need to go and split open the shemen by hand. And we said the Mizrachi learns, Ahava Mina is a chidush, that the second shemen b'emes is a better taste than the first shemen, even though the first shemen is clear, like in Zoch Elonoki, like the Gemara says, this is the reason why it's kosher l'menorah, and the menochis Ahava Mina would have been to use b'emes only the second shemen. Moving further on in the Gemara, just before the Mishnah, the Gemara over here brings down the discussion, the shaila of the Neymar Rovi, the way of doing the hadlaka on the menorah, and the Gemara says about the name Arovi, there's Alocha on Arovi, there's a name Arovi, Shenoisin Bar Shemen Keneged Chavirseo, Omimeno Hoyo Madlik, Ubo Hoyo Masayim. The Gemara over here tells us that the name Arovi, it says two Alochas in the name Arovi. The name Arovi is Mimeno Hoyo Madlik, used to be Madlik, the other Nerah is from the name Arovi, Ubo Hoyo Masayim, and this we'll see soon in the Sefer of Ubo Hoyo Masayim, if this is referring to the Hatova or to the Adlocha. Now we'll first discuss the Ikka Nekuda on the Reisha, the first halacha of the name Arovi, that has halacha mimeno hoyo madlik. This halacha be'emes is a makori from the Sifri, at the beginning of Pashas Tetzaveh. We learn out from the Pasuk of Lehalos Ne'etomi, it says the Sifri, we first lit the name Arovi, and from the name Arovi we used to light the other Neros, because this was a kiyum din of Lehalos Ne'etomi, that mimeno hoyo madlik kol shara Neros. So this is the first halacha which we find by the name Arovi. This was the Ner which was used to light the other Neres in the din of Adloka of Bein Arbaim. In the Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Beis Omid Beis, the Gemara over there has a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel by Neres Chanukah, whether you're allowed to be madlik, miner l'ner, or you're allowed to do Adloka from one Ner to the other to use one Ner which has already been lit l'mitzvah, or you're allowed to use this Ner to go and light a different Ner. And the Gemara over there says that Rav holds that ain't madlikim minei l'ner, either because it's a bizui for the mitzvah, or because akhushe mitzvah, because it takes away a bit from the light while you're lighting the other ner. Mamela, this is Rav Shitta, that Rav holds ain't madlikim minei l'ner. Asks the Gemara on Amid Beis, Chav Beis Amid Beis, from this braisa of the name Arovi that tells us, mimeno you madlik, that we learn from over here that the name Arovi was used to light all the other neres, asks the Gemara l'chid zakasha Rav, because Rav holds the aim adlikim minei l'nei, because of the kibui of the mitzvah, or bizui mitzvah, how over here by the name Arovi were they allowed to use this ner, Marovi, to go and light any other neres, if we hold the aim adlikim minei l'nei? Asks the Biskayov in his Kuntras in Yuma, Yudalid Omed Aleph, he says l'chid, the Gemara's kasha is very hard to understand, because as we said, the din of the Sifri, this is learned from a pasuk in the Sifri, from the Halos Neitomid, that the halacha of the name Arovi is gufa given, that the name Arovi should be the one that he lights all the other neiris in the adlokas haminoir bino abayim. There's a halacha in the Torah tells us that we want the name Arovi to be used, that he should be the one to use to light all the other neiris. Memelask Zubiskayov Lachir, this is very different the nearest Chanukah or nearest Shabbos, which the Gemara over there discusses, the Adlocha of Madlikim Minei L'Ner. Over there, there's no Adlocha that we should use the Ner, one Ner Chanukah, to go and light the other one. Mamela Rav says, Ein Madlikim Minei L'Ner, this is Be'emes a Bizoyim for the Mitzvah, or because it's a Kibui of the Mitzvah. Mamela Rav holds Ein Madlikim Minei L'Ner. Masha'inkin over here in Adlokas Menor in the Beis HaMikdosh, which has a Adlocha that the name Arovi should be the one that he is used to light all other neres, how could we say on this din that there's a halacha, there's a problem of bizui mitzvah, or because of kibui mitzvah, that ein madlikim minei l'ner? This is gufa the halacha of the name Arovi. The name Arovi is given for this purpose, and is halacha in the Torah, l'halos ne'etomi, that he should be used to go and light all other neres. Memela l'chil is no dimion at all of the Gemara. What's the Gemara's kasha to say that this is a kasha Rav ein madlikim minei l'ner? For over here there's a din, this is the halacha, that the din is gufa, that he should be used to go and light all other neres. We have to understand in the Gemara's kasha in Shabbos Chav Beis Amid Beis. Says Rabbi Skirov that Be'emes, if we look in the Loshon of Rashi Ksav Yad by us, in Devar Maschil Mimeno Hoyo Madlik, we'll see that Rashi has a different understanding in the din of Mimeno Hoyo Madlik. which we said is the drosh of the Sifri, to tell us that this is the Neir which is used to light all other Neiris. Rashi explains, Mimeno Yamadlik, that there's bichlal no halacha that the Neir Marovi should be the one to be used to light all other Neiris. Rashi says the halacha of Mimeno Yamadlik is that the mitzvahs hadlocha should be done first onto the Neir Marovi. The Neir Marovi should be the one which is lit in the first. The maschil, the adscholat hadlocha in the Beis HaMikdosh should be used in the Neir Marovi. The reason why the Sifri explains that the Neir Marovi was used to go and light all other Neiris is automatically betoitzar from this din, since the Neir Marovi was the first one to be lit. Memela, afterwards, in order to light other Neiris, we used to use the Neir Marovi. But the Yisoid HaHalocha of Mimeno Yamadlik was not that we should use the Neir Marovi to light the other Neiris. The Halocha of Mimeno Yamadlik means that the Ascholas HaHadlocha should be from the Neir Marovi, and we should start the Mitzvahs HaHadlocha and Menorah by night with the Neir Marovi. He should be the first one from the Neiris to be lit. Memela, this Halocha of Mimeno Yamadlik, since is not a Halocha that he has to be used to light the other Neiris, but just that he's the first one, and Memela, they used the Neir Marovi, the light of the Neir Marovi, to light all the other Neiris, says the Gemara in Shabbos, that according to Rabbi, all the Ein Madlikim in Eil and Eir, how can we use the Neir Marovi to light the other Neiris? Because as we said, there's no Halocha that he should be used. The Halocha is only that he should be the first one. Memela, the reason why they used him is only because he was already lit, and asks the Gemara that according to Rabbi, Ein Madlikim in Eil and Eir, we are not allowed to go and use this Neir to go and light all the other Neiris. Memela says in Biskarov Lechira and his Medaik, so in Rashi, other places, that Rashi Shita Mimeno Yamadlik, the Halocha, the Yisoy the Halocha, which we learn from the Sifri, is only that he should be lit the first, and not that he should be used to go and light the other Neiris. But the Biskarov says that this is all very good in Shitas Rashi, but in Toisos by us, in the Vamaschim Mimeno, Toisos brings down from the Riva, that the Riva in the Sefer of our Din, in the name Ayovi, the Sefer, the Gemara says, Uboho Yomasayim, says the Riva, that Rashi learns that Uboho Yomasayim means the Atova was done the last by the name Ayovi. Mashinkin Riva learns that the Boho Yomasayim is referring to the Adlocker, because they used to use the name Ayovi to light all other Neiris. After they already lit all other Neiris, and they used to go and do addition and clean out the name Ayovi, and then light the name Ayovi to be Mekai in the mitzvahs Hadlokas, name Ayovi in the Kiyum, in the Hadloka of Beino Abayim. Memela says, revolve the Pshat in the Breiser, Mimeno Yomadlik, Uboho Yomasayim, are both referring to the Hadloka. Mimeno Yomadlik means they used to use the name Ayovi to be Madlik, to turn on all other layers, and Uboho Yomasayim means that they used to finish the mitzvahs Hadloka with the name Ayovi. This is how the Rivor in Tosfos learns, and the Shittim HaKubetzes explains that this is very well in the Gishmak, in the Loshon of the Breisa, that the Sefer is similar to the Risha, that they're both discussing the mitzvahs Hadlocha, that the Hadlocha was done the last with the name Ayovi. Says the Biskarov, that's Mavur in the Rivor, that the Yisoid Adin of Mimeno Yamadlik was only that we had to use the name Ayovi to light the other Neiris, because as we said in Rashi, that Rashi Shita Ezu Mimeno Yamadlik means that he should be the lit in the first. In the Rivor's Mefurish Faket, the Rivor holds Adar Rabba, the Sefer which tells us Uboho Yomasayim, he used to finish the Hadlocha with the name Ayovi because he used to be lit in the last. The last Hadlocha was done on the name Ayovi. Memela Bar Kochach, according to the Rivor, the Yisoid Adin or Mimeno Yamadlik was only that we should use the name Ayovi to light other Neiris. Mashenke Rashi learns that Mimeno Yamadlik means that he has to be lit in the first. Memela is very well understood by Rashi Kalman, like the Rivor's Pshat in the Gemara of Uboho Yomasayim, and Rashi holds that Uboho Yomasayim is referring to the Hatova. Memela says, Biskarov, we have over here a Yesedis in Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos by us in the Gemara, in understanding the Ika Halacha of the Sifri of Mimeno Yamadlik. Rashi learns Mimeno Yamadlik, the din is that he should be the first one to be lit in the Bita Mikdosh. And the Rivor learns, Tosfos holds, that the din of Mimeno Yamadlik means that he should be the one used to go and light the other Menorahs, the other Neiris. Memela says of Biskarov that this kasha which he had from the Gemara in Shabbos Chav Beis on the kasha on Rav of Imadlikim in Eil Neir, and he said that according to Rashi is very gishmak because Be'emes says no halacha that you have to use the name Ayovi to light the other Neiris. Says of Biskarov this is only according to Rashi, but according to the Rivor in Tosfos we see Mefurish Faket, that the Adlocker was actually done at the last, the end, the end, the last hadlocker, he was the name Aravi. Memela Bal Kolchoch, the din of the Sifri is, Mimenu Ayamadlik, that he should be used to go Mimadlik the other Neiris. Memela asks Biskirov, that Memela is back Shver the Kasha, that Lechir, how can we go and say there's a problem of Eimadlikim in Neil and Neir, if this is Gufa the Aloch of the Sifri? Lehalois Neir Tommy tells us that we have to use the name Aravi to light other Neiris. How can we say there should be a Bizui Mitzvah or a Kibui of a Mitzvah if this is the Aloch of Lehalois Neir Tommy? And he blies by Kasha the Biskirov in his Kunchus in Yuma, Yudale Domedale, according to Shittas HaTaisvus. Al Koponim is a very sadistic machlokes in understanding the Ika Aloch of Mimeno Yemadlik if the din is that he should be lit in the first, like Rashi learns, or Mimeno Yemadlik means that he should be used to go and light the other menorahs, the other neiris, but there's no din that he has to be the first, and other Rabbi, according to Tosfos, Be'emes, he was lit in the last. The name Aravi, or Bo HaYomasayim, is referring to the Adloka. Now, in the Ikka Seder of the Adloka, of the menorah, and the Kiyum of the Mitzvah of the name Aravi, Be'emes is a big tumul in the Rishonim, understanding the exact procedure, the Mahalach, how they used to do the Adloka and the Atova of the Menorah. I will just discuss Biktzora over here, the few days over here we find in the Rishonim. That's clear, it's very clear in the Sugyas, we find that during the times of Shimon HaTzadik, there was a Nes, that the Neir Maravi stayed the light, even though he put the same amount of Shemen in, but he stayed the light, like the Gemara says by us, Eidosu, Sheshchina Shoyer B'Yisrael, and the Neir Maravi was a light the whole time until by night, and by night they used to do the Adloka again, the Atova, and they used to relight the menorah in order to mikayin the mitzvahs Adloka. But during the time after Shimon HaTzadik, where there was no Nes anymore, like the Gemara says in Yuma Mema Medalef, then Be'emes, when they came in the morning to the menorah, just like all the other Neiris had already gone out, so too the Neir Maravi was already covered, was already off, he didn't stay alive till the end of the day. And on this, the Mishnah says in Tomid, Perik Vov, that if the Kohanim, when they come into the Beis HaMikdash in the morning, they find that all the Neiris were kovu, when there's no Nes, says the Mishnah, Medashnoi umadlikoi mimizbach oilo. The Pashtus of the Mishnah is, this is referring to the Neir Maravi, and the Mishnah tells us that you have to do addition, changing the psilo, and you do a new adloka of the name Aravi already in the morning from the Mizbeach Oilo, and you used to go and relight the name Aravi, that it should be a light during the day also. And on this, the Machlekes, big Machlekes Rishonim, to understand what is the purpose, Be'emes, of this adloka of the name Aravi, that we should do even in the case where there's no Nes, and the name Aravi went out in the morning already, after became they relit the name Aravi, that should be a light the whole day, up until the Adloka of Beino Arba'im. What is the Tachlis, what is the Te'eles of this Adloka? We know that most Rishonim hold, the whole din Adloka is only by night. There's only a mitzvah Adloka one time, every night. The Rambam has Mechudish the Geshita, that the Adloka of the Menorah was done in the morning also. But Al Kaponim, most Rishonim hold that the Adloka of the Menorah was only done by night. Memela, what was the Te'eles and the purpose of returning on the Neir Maravi in the morning, like the Mishnah says in Perek Vav of Talmud? Rashi Alatoria explains, in the Pasuk, in Pasha Tetzaveh, at the beginning, the Pasuk tells us as a din, La'alois Neir Talmud, says Rashi that the din of Talmud, which we find by the Menorah, is different than from the din Talmud, which we find, the Moshul, by the Shulchan. And Rashi explains so in Chagiga Chavav Amidbeis, Mubariches, but the Shulchan was a loch of Tomid. It has to be constant, every, the whole time. There had to be Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. And Memela, when they took away the Lechem Aponim on Shabbos, they used to quickly take over the second Lechem which came in, should go and be a Kiyum of Tomid. Always, every single second, there should be a Kiyum of Lechem Aponim, all of Tomid. Mashenki in the Menorah, the Din Tomid, which we said by the Menorah of La'alis Ne Tomid, says Rashi, this not, hasn't got a loch that has to be a lit the whole time. The din is Tomid, it has to be continuous, that every single day there's an adloka of Erev, Lo Erev, and Memila, this is a kiyum of the din Tomid, not like the Shulchan, which has to be the whole time, but it has to be continuously, every single day, there's a continuous adloka, a tedirus of the kiyum mitzvah of Tomid. But the Ramban, Ala Torah, over then Pasha Tetzaveh, and also in Shabbos, Chav Beis Amid Beis, he argues on Rashi, and he says it's not true, the din of L'Alis Ne Tomid, by the Menorah, Be'emes has a adloka of Tomid, just like the Shulchan, there's a din that the Neir Maravi has to be a light the whole day. This is a din tomid that has to be the whole time. There has to be a light on the menorah, and this is niskayim through the name Ayovi. And explains the Ramban, this was bemes the nes, which we found in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, that the name Ayovi stayed alight the whole day, because there's a din of tomid. Memela, even after the nes of Shimon HaTzadik, and the name Ayovi bemes went out in the morning, just like the other neres, Memela says a Mishnah in Perek Vav of Tomid, that there's a mitzvah on the Koyanim to rekindle the name Ayovi in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Lahalis Ne Tomid. So this is the Machlekes Yishenim. The Ramban Shitta is that there's a din Tomid. And Rashi holds no din Tomid. Tomid just means continuous every single day. But there's no din that has to be a light the whole day. The Rashba in Tshuva, in Siman Ein Tes, he's very ma'arich over here on the din of name Ayovi. And he also holds like the Ramban that the Shitta of Lahalis Ne Tomid is that has to be a light the whole day. And this is the reason why they return the light on of the name Ayovi in the morning. Now, Mamela, this is only a good according to Ramban and the Rashba. But according to Rashi's Shitta, the Lahalis Ne Tomid does not mean it has to be a light the whole day. We have to understand what was the purpose in the Teiles, the Tachlis, to return the name Ayovi on in the morning. He explains about Tanura in Tomid, earlier in Perek Gimel Mishneh Tes, he's very ma'arich, B'shem Rabbeinu Baruch, and he explains that be'emes, there's taka no halacha of Tomid, like the Shitta of Rashi, it has to do hadlocha only by night, and there's no din at all that the hadlocha should be done the whole day, there should be a light on the menorah. The reason why they did the hadlocha in the morning, explains about Tanura, this is because the Gemara in Yuma, in the beginning of Yuma, we find in the Seder of the day of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh, there was a din that the Hatovas HaNeiros was be'emes split up into two. First they did the Hatovas Chomish Neiros before the Kolbin Tomid, and then they did the Akrova of the Zrikas HaTomid, and according to Abishol they did the Ketores, and then there was a din of Hatovas Shtei Neiros. This is like we say in the morning in the Braisa of Abaya, in the Seder HaTomid, that the Tomid was be'emes we learned out from Psukim, the Hatovas HaNeiros, the cleaning out of the Neiros in the Beis HaMikdosh, should be split up into two, and it should be the avodah of the tomid in between. Mamela says about Tanura, the idea and the purpose of returning on the name Ayovi if it went out, was in order to be mekayim the din atovas shtei neiros after the tomid. Mamela, in order it should be clear to everyone, it should be a hecker, that the atova is only being done later, we're first doing the atova of five of the neiros, and then only after the tomid, there's going to be cleaning out the atova of these two leftover neiros, the name Ayovi and the name Mizrahi. Memela, in order to everyone should be able to see that the atova is only being done after the tomid, they used to relight the name Ayovi for a very small time, and after the tomid was finished, then they used to come back to the name Ayovi and used to clean him out and put in a new shemen and psilo in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of atovas shtei neiros. Memela, this adlocker was not actually adlocker to be mekayim any mitzvah, and adlocker wasn't even adlocker for the whole day. The adlocker was only for a very short time in order to be a hecker for the meiser hatovas shtei neiros. The Rashba over there in his tshuva siman ein tes, he brings down this pshat that the reason why they did the adlocker was for the hecker, and he vehemently disagrees and he says this is not the pshat. The reason why there's no purpose of doing adlocker to make a hecker, and the reason why you have to do the adlocker is for the kiyum mitzvah of l'alis ne tomid, like the shita of the Ramban, that is a din of tomid, in order that it should be constantly a zman, a menorah, there should be a light on the menorah. So these are the two shittas which we have in the Rishonim, if there's a din of tomid or there's no din tomid, and if there's no din tomid, then the reason why the adlocker was done, says the Batanura from Rabbi Baruch, was only for a hecker in order to be mekayim the atovas shtei neiros. Now, our third day is Tosfos by us, at the end of our Tosfos. Tosfos is Mesupik in the middle, if there's a din of Tomid, like the Ramban and the Rashba, and says Tosfos at the end, that even if there's no such din of Tomid, that the menorah should be alight the whole time with the name Ayovi, the reason why they did that lock of the name Ayovi in the morning, was in order to use the name Ayovi to light the other neiros. This was the purpose of relighting the name Ayovi, because he was the one, Mimeno Yomadlik, like we explained earlier, this is Shittas HaTosfos, that there's a din that the name Ayovi should be used the name Ayovi to light the other neiros. Memela says Tosfos, even though this should be enough to light the name Ayovi only at night, that we should use him to light the other neiros, but since during the days of Shimon HaTzadik there was a nes, that the name Ayovi stayed alight the whole day, Memela zecher to this nes, we already light the name Ayovi in the morning to have a zecher le nes of Shimon HaTzadik. even though Be'emes has no purpose bichlal of having the name Arovi alight the whole day. Mameila, these are the three mahalchim we have over here, why they relit the name Arovi in the morning, either because there's Be'emes a din of Tomid, or because for a kiyum of a heker of the Atovas Shteineris, like the Batanura explains, or for Zichel Anes, like Tosfos says by us at the end. Now, Tosfos in Chagiga, Chavovam et Beis, also holds like the Ramban and the Rashba, that is a din alif netomi, that it should be always a name Arovi, a light on the menorah, constantly there should be a din tomi, just like the Shulchan, and asks Tosfos, L'chere Rashi is right, in the Gemara Chagiga is Mefurish, that the din of Tuma, says the Gemara, they used to go and tell people to be very careful during the regel, during the moed, that people used to come and look at the Shulchan and the menorah, and they told them, Izaru, shalu tigu b'shulchan, you should be very careful if someone's tomei, you shouldn't touch the Shulchan, because the Shulchan shouldn't become tomei, and then you'll have to be tevil the Shulchan in the mikveh, and there'll be a bittul of the mitzvah of tomid, of lechem aponim, all of tomid. Memela, they used to be careful not to touch the Shulchan. Says the Gemara, why didn't they tell the people to be careful not to touch the menorah? Says the Gemara, the reason is because by the menorah there's no halacha of tomid. Only by the Shulchan is halacha of tomid. And over there Rashi explains, because even though there's la'alus ne tomid, this only means that every single day there should be a hadlaka, but there's no din that there has to be a candle, a lit, a ner, every single day on the menorah. Memela says, Tosfos l'chayyus a mafush Gemara like Shitas Rashi. And if you hold that by the menorah there is a din of tomid, like Tosfos Shita is, like the Ramban and the Rashba, then l'chayyus even by the menorah they had to go and tell the Kohanim not to touch the menorah, hizaru, shalei tiguba, in order that you shouldn't become tomid, and then it will be mevatel the mitzvah of la'alus ne tomid. L'chayyus, this is l'chayyus mafush Gemara like Shitas Rashi. Says the Mikdash Tovid in Simchof Aleph, Sifkot in Gimel, that Be'emes, even according to Tosfos, and we said the Ramban and the Rashba, this is their shitta, that there's a din of Tomid, Lalis ne Tomid, on the name Arovi, always has to be stay alight on the menorah. This din, Be'emes, is still different than the Shulchan. By the Shulchan, there's a din mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi on all the Kohanim, that they have to make sure that the Shulchan always has on the Lechma upon him. Memela, they have to be careful that the Shulchan should never become Tomid. Mashinki, by the menorah, there's no separate mitzvah that there's a din that the menorah should always be a light. The din is a din on the menorah, not a din on the Kohanim in the Mikdosh. The menorah as a halacha, that whenever there's a menorah in the Beis HaMikdosh, then the menorah should always have a neir on him, a light. But there's no mitzvah for us to make sure that there should always be a little menorah, l'halis ne tamid. Only when there's a menorah there, then there's a din that the menorah should always have a light on him. Memela, if the menorah becomes tami and they take the menorah out of the Beis HaMikdosh, in order to be toivel the menorah, there's no problem to be mevatel the mitzvah of tomid, because tomid doesn't tell us that we have to make sure there's always a light going on in the Beis HaMikdosh. It is only a din in the menorah, and memela, since you take out the menorah and there's no menorah in the Beis HaMikdosh, memela, there's no mitzvah of tomid. Only when there is a menorah in the Beis HaMikdosh, then there's a mitzvah of tomid. Masheikei by the Shulchan, there's actually a mitzvah the whole time to make sure we have a Shulchan with Lechem Aponim Tomid. Memela, this is the reason why by the Shulchan they had to be careful. It shouldn't become Tomid. Masheikei by the Menorah, if it became Tomid, you took out the Menorah. Memela, there's no problem of the din of Tomid. This is how the Mikdash Tovid explains, even according to the Shita of the Yishonim, that there's a mitzvah of Tomid. So this is Al Kaponim, and you see this thing of Machlekes over here, and Tosfos over here by us is Mesupik. If there's a din of Tomid by the Menorah, that there has to always be a light on the Menorah, Akapon in the name Arovi, in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lahalis near Tomit.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.